Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
Oh, I see. A playful springtime game show after an episode about curses and tragedy? Yes, please. Play along with the witches in this fast-paced game. It's as easy as ABC 123. And now, Lisa, Shelley, and Daryl.
Hi, guys, and welcome to another exciting, great, crazy, just a whirlwind of episodes of Good Witch, Bad Witch. We are your three witches, and I'm Lisa. Hi.
Oh, there you
I'm
go.
I'm the bad witch.
And the sexy bad witch.
Yeah, hi. We're trying to find a tagline for me. We have been for 5 years, so I think it's just going to be hi.
Yeah.
We have the man witch, Daryl Brown.
Hidley ho. Oh, no, I did
you
it again.
Son of a bitch.
That's twice in two shows.
Hey,
Be
yourself.
Yo, don't you know it's your man witch with two N's?
He just wants to be like you. It's imitation.
Is flattery, right?
It's lazy.
It's the laziest form
Get
of flattery.
Get your own shit.
Okay. Shelley's like, I've been saying that for 5 years, fucker. I've been sitting next to you, and you're still in my shit.
Right?
Okay.
Shelley Majors, the good witch, who's so sweet to let people just step on her line.
That's right. I'm the good witch with two O's.
That's amazing.
Hey, you go.
And you know what? Hold on 1 sec. Wait, my phone is ringing. Just a second. Yeah, hello, Ned Flanders. Oh, you're mad that Shelley took your tagline in the beginning? Heidely ho to you too. Okay,
leave Ned out of it.
Okay, Ned, bye. Okay, I'm sorry about that,
girl.
You guys.
That was quick.
The bad witch burned me. Copyright infringement.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so anyways, you guys, today we are going to be playing a game that I made up on the fly. That was inspired by another podcast. I'll get into that, into the meat. But first, before we do that, I'd like to wonder, what is going on upstairs?
I know that was...
Can you hear
airplane?
That? It sounds like an airplane.
It's got to be.
A Roomba. Did you guys get a Roomba?
That would be just our luck. Oddly enough, we do live out by the airport, and there may be weather coming in. So when there is weather, they route planes over our house, so you'll hear that periodically. Like,
yeah,
that was exciting.
But I was like, that sounds like somebody's up vacuuming my floor.
Which would be amazing.
Maria, not now.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Okay, so our introduction this week is three things. There are three top things we'd like to do this summer.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say between June 1st and August 31st, what are three things that you would like to get done?
We do this every year.
We do.
Farmers markets, all of them.
Damn it, yes.
I am so hungry for fresh vegetables. Mm-hmm. And not this stupid grocery store stuff like a chomp.
Chomps.
Yeah.
Chomp. I want grill and onions. Shit. I want heirloom tomatoes. I want Olathe corn. I want peaches and cream corn. Mm. I want, a good zook. A nice zucchini.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, if you're one of those people that bitch about how many zucchinis you have in your garden, I'm right here.
That's me too.
Yeah, I'll make zucchini brownies. I'll make, what are those? Like, you can make noodles out of zucchini noodles?
Yeah, zoodles.
Yeah. Daryl does the zucchini boats.
Dude, I can just throw them on the grill, make the medallions, throw them on the grill.
Oh, yeah.
I'll saute them.
Put a little olive oil on them. Yeah. Cook them up.
Squash?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great one. Yeah, we always say that the
Yeah,
farmer's
Lulu's
market.
Heine's. Give me a farmer's market. I'll be happy.
Yeah, yeah. That's number one. What else do you got?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm doing all of them?
Oh, that's fine.
This might not include your timeline correctly because I already planted the seeds.
Uh-huh.
But I think I said it on the show before. I found a bunch of seeds that my mom had that were stocking stuffers or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then I got some more. There was a list on our fridge of things that she wanted to plant. I don't know how old it was.
Uh-huh.
But so I went and I got a bunch of seeds and I actually paid attention for once. Like, I probably didn't do a good job aerating, hoeing, weeding.
She's
did
a bad
okay job weeding. But I did a better job with, like, I know this is going to be in the shade. This is going to be in the sun.
Good job.
This is something you plant in May. These are things that come out late summer.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I had a semi-organized garden and I went out this morning. There's been tons of rain, right? And I saw little sprouts.
Nice.
Yeah. So my summer thing is hopefully my garden grows.
Oh.
And yeah. And then, well, not only because it's like personal and stuff, but also it would just pretty. Be nice to have. Yeah, just pretty.
Did you plant zucchini?
I didn't.
No.
Just did flowers?
But she's got that
all
big.
All flowers except for thyme. T-H-Y-M-E. Okay. She had some thyme seeds that I put over by the green onions.
Oh, yeah. You got that big, beautiful back area with that. Yeah. So that's lots of fun.
It's cool.
I do have a client of mine who she works for a greenery. No.
Like a greenhouse or a nursery?
Kind of. She goes into businesses, and then she does their plants. Like they bring in the plants, and then she
landscapes or whatever. Yeah.
Anyways, in their greenhouse, they had a whole bunch of tomato plants, and she has four different kinds, and it's $2 for $5.
Wow.
Yes, and so if anybody needs tomato plants, she can bring them to the shop or whatever.
That's great.
There's four different. I think I got one of each, so it's $10.
Yeah, please tell her I'm interested.
Yeah, I will,
that's,
for sure.
That's awesome.
Cool, yeah.
Okay.
And probably my last one is home improvement. So that's not that exciting or anything. But in Evergreen, we're going to build some more parking spots.
Oh,
like do a berm right off the side of the road so nobody has to get stuck in the driveway of death.
Perfect.
And then at my house, maybe Daryl can help me do some painting.
Yeah, we discussed that.
French doors and some things like that. So anyway, it might be like not a grand adventure summer, but nesting a little bit.
Oh, no. Okay, that sounds some French toast.
French toast, French dressing.
French fries.
It's a drink.
Peru.
Oh, nice, nice.
How about you guys?
I'm with you on that, on some of those. Well, of course, those things. We got to do the arsenal thing.
Yeah, that was on
my
list too.
We
got to
do that this summer.
Did Lisa tell you they just had baby bison?
Baby bison, and God, they look delicious.
It was really funny. No.
They're cute.
Was it last Wednesday? Was it already a week ago?
Yeah, it was already a week ago.
Wow, that's crazy. So last Wednesday, Daryl, nope, it wasn't. I took a day off. It was
Friday. Last Friday,
yeah.
We got up.
We went to the painted, well, we got up and we didn't know what we were going to do. And I was like, we got to do something.
Right.
And stuff. So we went to the painted tree and there's that. But we were really, it was like, we kind of look at ourselves and we're like, we should go to the arsenal. And then we both looked and we're like, we can't go without Shelly.
We totally could.
So I really do want to go. Yeah.
We're not cheaters.
We took that off the list and we ended up just going and ate at a new restaurant.
It was funny because I had said I was in the mood to just go look at other people's shit.
Yeah.
You know, and I wanted to go to like an indoor flea market. And I go, well, we didn't feel like driving to Arvada. We're just like, we had been over there all week. So we're like, let's not go to Arvada. So then we almost went up to Lafayette because they got a big one up there, which is fun. And you get lost and stuff. And then I'm like, I don't really feel like driving that far. So we ended up at the
Painted Tree,
which was great. And so
is that like a ceramic joint or what is it?
No,
it's consignment stores.
Vintage like antique stuff.
Yeah, but this is all new things.
Okay.
Not really, more new.
No, it's all, yeah.
Yeah, like it's a lot of crafty stuff.
But.
Oh, okay.
And, they have like the bear paw, the stuff that's like you
dried,
can make soups, dried
soups.
And you just put water in it, it makes a soup and stuff. And
bear paw. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
That's the name of the company.
Okay.
And they have a lot of...
Well, there was a myth of days of yore. Like the bear paw would just make food propagate or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, there you go.
That's the internet.
Where she must have got it.
Uh-huh.
And they had a lot of soaps and lotions and that's where I posted those earrings that they had the same exact earrings that I sell
for three times as much.
They more than three times.
Yeah.
$17 I sell for five.
Yeah.
So just a thought.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to that guy's thing that I set up, but we definitely want to hit the arsenal.
Yes.
Yeah. I just want to go back to New Orleans.
Oh, gosh, me too. It's been too long, for sure. And just for our listeners that aren't from around here, it's so weird because I always thought the arsenal was a place like you kept your ammo and stuff.
Yeah, me too.
You know, and it's a wildlife preserve right by these guys' house. And they have a guided car tour where, you know, you turn the station on to whatever and it'll tell you about the animals around you. And it just seems it's like it's right there.
Yeah.
We keep not doing it.
Like we could walk there.
I know.
Yeah. But the reason why I want to go to New Orleans, I found this place. It's called the Mortuary Haunted Mansion.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's just right off of, Canal Street in New Orleans. So I think
right
it's pretty right there. Just the stuff on it looks incredible. Just so, so cool. And New Orleans anytime is good, but I've been missing that. I've been missing that. I've been like jonesing for New Orleans. And then One thing, I will do it. I know we will. It's been a while since the four of us have got to hang out with little Santa. Yeah. We were on a pretty good pad in there for a while, hanging out and doing this. But the one thing I love the most that we do is we'll have some vittles,
yeah,
get some drinks going, and then we end up on the back porch or even in the kitchen area, or dining room area. Yeah,
sharing music.
Just sharing music and listen. And listen to this one. What do you think about this one? And then playing like, who's this? You know, I'll play little tidbits of the song and then be like, oh, that was such and such. Yeah, so... That's always one of my most favorite summer activities.
I've been missing your, remember our fondue night?
Yes. No, that would be a great time, too.
Pork was the winner. I was like, I'm just craving that pork.
Oh, it was so, that actually, I think Brian brought the pork.
Yeah, sure, yeah, no, Brian
brought. That was great.
Yeah, he brought
that's
the pork.
That's another band name. Brian brought the pork.
I had never had Brian's pork. No.
And Brian's porked me before.
But I've never had, succulent. I'd never had had pork before in fondue.
Yeah.
And I was like, is this great. Legit? Can you do this? And he's like, just try it. You're right. It was the best.
Yeah.
But yeah, we definitely, I forgot, we could have a fondue song night.
There
I'm
you go.
Fond of that idea.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think that one of the biggest things that, I mean, I say this all the time and then I never do it, but we very rarely go out to eat. Mm-hmm. And I'm at the point in my life where if I'm going to go out to eat, I want to try something new.
Yes.
I continually send things to Daryl, Shelley, my friend Brittany, mm-hmm. all the time because we're foodies and we love food, about places to, like, we should try this, we should try this. And we never do. I want to try new restaurants, new coffee shops, new things.
Yeah, let's try at least once a month.
I think so, too. I mean, I've even heard...
that many look expensive or anything. That's just usually a drive, right?
I was getting ready to say, are we from New Money?
Well, no, but I'm just saying, if I'm going to go out to eat,
yeah, save up, you know, say, okay, we're going
to,
yeah.
I mean, like instead of going to stupid Chili's or Applebee's or something.
No, and, you know, we got those foodie guys that we follow all the time. Mm-hmm. What's the one that I keep going, and it's a little dive place, and they say they have the best chicken wing. Oh, God, it's...
I don't remember.
Not the Piper Inn. Piper Inn, yes, Piper Inn.
They're known for their wings. It's a biker bar down by my condo.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep, and I mean, they're like, you know, come on down. The guy, he goes, these are the best burgers you're going to have. But he goes, the wings, you got to get down here for the wings.
Really?
So
you've had them?
Yeah.
What makes
them
better?
Yeah, Brad and I went. They're girthy, and you know, it's hard to find a really good steroid wing. You know?
Right. Yeah.
And they might even be like the Rock Rest, where it has the wing part and the drummy, like, attached.
Yeah, they do the...
And they probably have... 6, 7, 8 different kinds of sauces.
Yeah. Nice.
And so many people puss out on the heat. You know, so Brian liked it because they had some really, really good hot ones. But yeah, it's just cool little biker bar. Anyway, it's right off Parker and I live, I think.
Yeah, that's what. But we mentioned the place we went to. We did go to the place, the Painted Tree, in that same little strip mall area. I forgot that this new brewery was there. It's probably been there for a while, but it's the Post.
Prost.
Yeah, they have really good chicken.
I was like, can you believe the size of this place?
Yeah.
Which was great. But we go walking in and we're looking around. All of a sudden, this little bit comes up and she's like, hey, guys, what are you doing here?
This little bit.
It was Dale Arnold's daughter.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Crazy.
And so she gives me a big old hug and we're like, hey. She's like, oh, gosh. And I go, is your dad a staple here?
Because she works there now.
She works there. But she goes, you guys came through the door. She goes, those are faces I know. And she just booked towards us and stuff.
So cute. She's a little thing.
Yes, she is.
I got my Prost and my Post confused. It's Post Chicken and Beer, and Prost is the brewery.
Yeah,
but that's the company, I think. No, it might be Bierstadt. But anyway, they do the German beer log, yada, yada, yada. But I mean, no, 1 year for my birthday, we had a keg of theirs.
I think it is German because most of their food was like German.
Pretzels and brats.
Yep. Yeah, pretzels, brats. They had, what do we have? We had a Reuben. They did have schnitzels and stuff, but we shared a Reuben. So that was nice that we did try to something.
I wanted to go walk around, but they also have a room upstairs you can rent out for parties. And they were having a baby shower up there with a bunch of kids running around screaming. And so Lisa goes, yeah, I don't want to go up there.
Yeah, Daryl goes, do you want to go upstairs? I go, nope.
But I did take a look because I didn't notice there was bathrooms downstairs. And I noticed there was a bathroom upstairs. So I went upstairs and I'm looking at these things. And I mean, it just goes forever. And I'm like, holy moly, this is cool. Right. And I asked her, I said, hey, do you guys have tours? She goes, no, we have a self-guided tour. You just walk around upstairs.
Nice. Well, I know that you guys are very, rightfully so, because you have to be very scheduled people. So maybe if we put a thing on the calendar every month for our new adventure eating. And then we'll just have to make it happen. We'll just put an extra $5 away or whatever it takes. And then just get, it's on the calendar. So it's real. It's happening.
Yeah, it has to happen.
Yeah. And we could also rotate. It's just like, okay, it's your turn to pick, your turn to pick, my turn to pick, Brian's
That's
turn to
pick. That's a big idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like potluck, but we don't have to cook.
Yeah.
Exactly. That'd be good.
Cool. And every single time the person picks, well, let's just have Brian pick everyone and then he pays.
No.
No.
That's not cool.
That's not cool.
He would laugh. He'd go, oh, yeah, I had to.
I had to. Lisa Seta. I had to.
No, God bless him.
I'm just kidding. I love to harass that guy. He's
amazing. That's our thing.
Really
yeah.
Great.
He's a good sport about it, too.
He is.
He's very, very sweet.
And he picks good.
He is a good picker. He's got great picker. Taste in food.
And women.
Yeah, he sure does.
Oh, yeah.
What else you got, honey?
Oh, I have these all written down, so let me just look really fast. I forgot to write mine down. So another thing that I'd like to do is, I really did have it in my head and now I've forgotten, but, oh, I want to volunteer more with the puppies.
Yay.
There's two cute new little puppies. By the time you hear this, they'll probably be adopted because that's how adorable they are. Yep. They look like they're some kind of maybe a golden doodle. Or something smaller.
They look so soft. They look like vanilla ice cream.
They do look like vanilla ice cream. They're sisters, Polaris and Andromeda.
Cute.
And I want to play with them before they get adopted.
Do they get adopted together is what they're trying to shoot
no,
for?
No, they're trying to do them separately, but they just came in together and stuff. But they have not yet to be adopted, so they don't have... Mother's Day is coming up. I mean, Mother's Day was last week is when I met. And then this coming up week.
Update is your Mother's Day.
Yeah. Podcast timeline.
I need to figure. Well, I'm getting my hair done on the 18th. So I don't know. I really want to see him. And I want to volunteer more. And I'd like to do that. So that's number two. And then.
Are you doing every other week now or once a month? Or what's the deal?
No,
she hasn't done it for a while.
I haven't done it for a while.
And you were doing it on Sundays with Carol? Okay.
Yeah. And they're not doing it every week anymore either. So okay. I was going to go last week, just to drop some stuff off for Carol, and stuff, and they weren't there. It doesn't matter. But yeah, so they're not as consistent as they were either. So it's just been kind of hard to.
Got it.
Yeah. But so that's another one. And I also want to get busier at work. So if anybody needs your nails done, please, please, please let me know.
It's the summer of nails.
Yeah. Yes. I'll be making you just DM me and I'll make you some kind of a deal.
It's sandal season.
It is.
Get
Do
those
you want
toes
a pedicure?
Get your twos in.
Yeah. You got you. So there, that's that. And we will be back. With our game.
All right.
Is it in the meat? Middle entertainment and treat.
Da-da-da-da-ba-cha.
Welcome back, new witches. I gotta tell ya, I'm very, very excited about this. I don't know anything about what we're doing, but Lisa created, again, a game for us, for me and Daryl, to amaze and surprise us and to keep us on our toes.
Ooh.
So I'm really excited about it. Lisa, will you explain it to us?
Yeah, so I listened to a couple podcasts with Ellen Marsh, I Think Not, and Robbie and Ellen Solve the Case, which actually is not a podcast anymore. But on Robbie and Ellen Solve the Case, they used to have a thing called Three Quick Things. It's not exactly what I'm doing, but that's what I kind of wanted to call it, because I thought about calling it Three Quick Questions, but it's not really questions because I'm asking the questions and you're telling me three things. So this is how it works. I'm going to throw out a question and you guys have to tell me you don't get too much time to think about it. Like,
So you're going to go Shelly and then me? Or we?
Well, no, because just like throw them out at the same time or whatever, as fast as you can, whatever I ask, but three of them.
Okay.
Are you understanding it?
Uh-huh.
So it's three quick things. And just kind of what comes to the top of your head. I might kind of, if I have ones that I think of or whatever, I'm not going to throw them out at the same time, but I might kind of intervene.
So you can play along.
Yeah, a little bit.
Great.
So let's start with, what are the three weirdest jobs you've had?
Ding, ding. Delivering meat.
Uh-huh.
Working in a strip club, DJ. And, I worked in a pizza place.
Okay.
Phone sex, strip bar, bartender, and Ooh, you tell me.
I did phone sex with you. I didn't do phone sex with you. I worked at phone sex with you. I worked at a comic book shop.
Yes.
And I also worked at a workout facility. I was a weight loss manager, that's right, which is hilarious.
For a really brief time, yeah. I worked with this kid. We were selling like workout pants when they were big and like MC Hammer.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. Do you remember that? Yeah. And we went downtown to this warehouse to get crazy colored 80s fabric and stuff.
Did he make them?
I don't know. Can't I never this. Got paid for that either.
Oh, well, three jobs you never got paid for. No. Okay. So next one, what are your three most used apps?
Ooh. Well,
Facebook.
Yeah. Google, Facebook, Uber driver.
Messenger. And yeah. Probably a mail.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But as far as fun stuff,
yeah.
The fruit basket one. My new fruit basket one I play all the time.
What about games?
MapQuest.
Yeah.
Three game apps you use. Dice Dreams.
Okay, go ahead. Dice Dreams, we both play.
I play another one I can't think of the name of it.
Mine's Coffee Golf.
Coffee Golf?
Coffee Golf, yes.
That's fun.
It's really fun. It's hard, too. And Farkle. I'm hooked on Farkle right now.
Oh, I don't have no idea what that is.
Get away from Farkle. It's dice game.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
As far as games, they aren't apps, but I play Wordle, Connections, and Strands.
I play Dice Dreams, Matching Story, and Homescapes.
Guess what you don't play?
What?
Royal Match.
No!
Yeah.
That king
drives me crazy every time. That's a lot of my guys. That's the commercial. And yes. I'm like, it almost draws you in, but I'm like, I can't do it.
I want to save the king, but I know I can't.
And right. Quit getting into these scrapes.
Right? Stay out of the dungeons, bro.
Doesn't he have enough money?
Yeah.
He's a king.
Go outside.
Right? Okay. Three worst bands.
Oh.
Metallica.
Beatles.
Fleetwood Mac. Oh, I like Fleetwood Mac. That's yours.
Fleetwood Mac?
I was thinking for Daryl. I like Fleetwood Mac. I don't know. I'm thinking fast.
Pink Floyd.
Oh, God, yeah. Ouch.
I'm trying to think of who I always change the station.
Oh,
My Finger Death Punch.
Oh, ooh. Lisa would say Rage Against the Machine.
Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, Nine Inch Nails for sure, yeah.
Really?
I wanna.
Shocking.
Yes, Nine Inch Nails. Okay.
I need one more. Oh, overrated. You know what? This is very unpopular opinion. I like them okay, but I usually change the Foo Fighters.
Oh, because they sound so much alike all the time.
They do. I would go to the Foo Fighters concert.
Oh, I'd love
to. I
would fight with the
Foo. I want
to
give Dave Grohl a hug.
I do too.
I want to make commercials with him. I just usually change the station.
Yeah, me too.
How about Drake? Yeah.
Oh, hell no. That's not even
that's
real.
That's even a band?
Yeah.
Well, he shouldn't even be on the radio.
Okay. Agreed. Yeah. No, yeah. That's just universally terrible.
Okay.
And Kay or Ka, what's his name now?
Oh, Kanye?
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 God, he's so stupid. Yeah. Yeah, that's y'all. Yeah.
He's not a band either.
Y'all.
Okay. Three best fast food restaurants.
Ooh.
Ooh. Del Taco, no longer around, but still one of my favorite. Even Taco John's, still one of my favorite.
Firehouse Subs.
Okay, good for you.
Wendy's, Chipotle.
I like Chipotle.
And Shelly's got me hooked on Culver's.
Culver's
is pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not even like fast food. It's like legit food.
Yeah.
It comes out fast.
Have you eaten an In-N-Out burger?
Yeah.
I have not.
Not the one in Arvada, but I have in Vegas.
And?
It's fine.
It's a hamburger joint.
I like White Castle. They don't have one in Colorado. But
we buy them frozen.
Well, yeah, but in Vegas I've had it and they're great.
Oh, we did have it with K-Dog.
Uh-huh.
K-Dog.
No.
It was just me and you.
It was just me and the gal.
We went to Shake Shack with K-Dog.
Oh, that's right.
Shake Shack.
Yeah. Okay. Three, it doesn't have to be something you've done, but just in general.
Anal one time, I needed the money. No.
Three craziest hobbies.
Daryl's a power bottom. Three craziest hobbies in the world, or that I do?
No, in the world.
Oh, in the world. Underwater basket weaving.
Base jumping.
Ooh. Raccoon meth smoking.
Skydiving.
Skydiving. Crazy latch hook.
Oh, hang gliding.
Mm.
Hang gliding.
What I want to do is I want to walk in on coals.
Yeah, ooh, I'd like to do that.
I want to do that. Yeah,
and crazy. I'm not scared of that at all.
Oh, no, it just seems cool.
What about the polar plunge, the ice?
I want to do that too. That sounds fun.
You know what else I would do? Go ahead.
You know, they make that hot tub now where it's hot and cold. You plunge cold over here and get into the hot.
Sure.
Sounds like a heart attack.
I think so too. Yeah, maybe I wouldn't do it. I would get into a cage and would let sharks go around me.
Oh, I would love to do that. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if that's a hobby per se. You know what else is a hobby?
It's a necklace.
Is the when you like try to dive as far down as you can.
Yeah.
What's that called?
It's depth diving.
Depth diving. Yeah. Yeah. No. Okay. That was a lot more than three.
Okay. That's fine.
Your three favorite colors.
Purple,
red, midnight blue. Black, and blue.
Mine's black, gray, and purple.
Emerald green.
And
midnight blue and purple.
Awesome. Those are all really pretty.
In the midnight kind of blue.
Like, it's like a peacock.
It is. That's a peacock. Oh my goodness. Okay.
It's like a purple, like a plum.
A peacock. Green. Like a lamb. Three of the silliest rituals.
Getting married. Having a baby and getting circumcised.
I don't think rituals. Circumstances are rituals.
Neither is it having a baby. What do you do? Oh, la, ba, la, ba, la, ba, la, shoot that thing at your hoo-ha.
To be fair, I don't really understand the circumcision thing either. I don't know if it's a social thing or a health thing.
Well, and it's a religious thing.
It's a ritual for Jewish people, right?
Right,
like a bris?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, I'll go there.
And then they have brisket, and you're like, ew, is this the...
No. That's not where brisket comes from.
No, could you imagine? It's so delicious.
Kind of tastes like a chorizo to me.
Okay, bad, ridiculous rituals? Is that what
silliest,
we're
doing?
Silliest rituals.
I can't even think of one. What's a ritual? Well, yeah.
Clitorectomies. That's terrible.
That's awful.
Yeah, that's really bad.
It's not even silly.
It's just unfortunate.
Yeah.
And
okay. Remember how the Japanese used to shrink their feet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is a really silly.
What the hell's that? Yeah.
Yeah,
and then the gals that wear the brass bands, neck stretching.
Yes.
I'm going to go with Daryl.
Yeah.
And then the plate thing.
And the ear stretching. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah. Okay.
You're doing great over there.
Thank you.
You're doing great.
A National Geographic.
I do not want to be a woman in Africa, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. No. Wow. I don't want the rituals.
No.
Rituals.
Leave all your stuff alone. It's fine.
I don't know, though. Like, saggy boobs in Africa is like a really big thing.
Yeah.
I would be so popular.
Just dust them all with that red stand.
You
know what freaks me out is the one that I don't know if it's a ritual. Well, it is a ritual where people hook themselves and they let themselves hang.
Nope.
Through their chest. Patreon will see me. I'm all hang.
No.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
They have. I'm rewatching. I just told Shelley this today, but I'm rewatching Survivor, and I'm in season 3 Africa right now. And one of the things they do is they bleed cows, and they don't kill them, but they bleed them and take their blood, and then they drink their blood with milk because they say that milk and blood is the most purest things from a cow.
Sure.
And I think that's awful.
That sounds
and they say
yeah,
that
they just poke them a little and get the cup, and then they're like, okay, and then
you gotta live.
The neck.
Yeah, but I mean, if you need the vitamins or whatever.
Gross.
But
I don't want to. And I think it's silly.
Back in the day, for hunters, and if you were a kid and you went out and you got your first kill, you drank the deer's blood.
Okay.
Remember Red Dawn. Yeah. They did it on Red Dawn.
Yeah, well, and that, you know, means it's real. Okay. Three most annoying actors.
Oh.
Matthew Modine.
Oh, sure.
Gina Davis.
Oh.
All right.
And.
You didn't like Matthew Modine because he was a bleeder.
Andie McDowell. She's horrible.
Oh, you hate. She hates Andy.
Come on. Yep. Oh, gosh.
Andy Kaufman.
Okay, he's annoying.
That's rough. Who do I hate? You know, there was a bunch of people, it's probably a different question, but like people that I thought were not attractive until I saw them in action, but that's a different question.
Yeah.
Three most attractive people in action. Go.
Adam Driver.
Oh, yeah.
Justin Timberlake. Uh-huh. And everybody keeps saying that Pete Davidson is something. But
I think Pete Davidson's cute too.
He's got some kind of a weird nerd vibe that goes on, man. I swear
he's
to God.
Riz.
And he gets the chicks, but I was going to say, you know, he was just in a car wreck. He's got a new girlfriend, was in a car wreck with her the other day. And, said that people said they seen him driving and he was driving erratically and looked like they were fighting. And I mean, this chick was hot. I'm like, dude, you blew it again. You know?
I really thought there was going to be a raccoon at the wheel.
Yeah.
Okay, actors that I don't like. What annoying, are yours, Daryl?
Just annoying.
Annoying actors.
I'm on the fence about Renee Zellweger still.
I think she's a good actress. She is kind of annoying in some things, but like in that Pam show, what was that called?
She was great.
She was great.
She was great. Okay, I love her. Never mind.
Gosh, I
and she was awesome.
Who don't I like?
You don't like Sandra Bullock.
That's right. I'm having a very bad day. Yeah, I don't like Sandra Bullock because she's had a very bad day all her life.
There's something wrong with somebody who doesn't like Miss Sunshine. She's amazing. She has Miss Congeniality for fuck's sake.
That's weird. There's something under the surface.
There is. I don't know what it is.
Had to be something bad about her. Who?
Yes.
Okay, Norm Macdonald.
Uh-huh. Oh, had a fun.
Rest his soul.
Oh, yes. We killed him off. Yeah. But yeah.
You know who's been growing on me that I thought was kind of a placeholder at Saturday Night Live for a long time? Keenan. He's been doing some funny shit.
Oh, that guy, he's good. Yeah.
Just phoning it in.
You don't care for the Adam Sandlers?
Rob Schneider. No.
Oh, yeah, there you go, Rob.
No,
oh, that's who
you.
I don't like. What's his name?
John Lovitz?
No, not John Lovitz. The other guy that he's passed away since, but he used to have the big teeth and he always squinted when he had a weird...
Oh, that guy. The squinty guy.
Give us a line or a movie or something.
You know,
or a year.
You know what I'm saying. The hell was his name?
Oh, the guy that played Iago in
He was a comedian.
Aladdin. Yeah, Gilgud Gockenschmiel. You know.
Hockenwoofly.
Talk like this?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. But I don't get it.
He was the duck.
Yeah.
He was the
parrot in Aladdin.
What was, yeah.
He was the Affleck duck. Affleck!
Yeah.
Yes.
What was his name?
Squinty.
All right.
We know everything about him.
There's
but don't
a G
his name.
In there.
It's, God.
Yes.
Okay.
He looks like Chuck Berry.
You know who I didn't used to think is annoying and she's starting to annoy me now?
No.
Freaking Madonna. She's getting on my nerves.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Just relax, Madonna. Relax, you should talk Madonna. To Bright about it.
Oh. No, I just think, like, I love her music. She's the concert that I want to see more than anything else.
Sure.
I think that she's completely, amazingly talented. She's taking herself entirely too seriously lately.
And has for the last 30 years.
Well, I did see some footage of her the other day, though. She did show up to her boyfriend, who just had turned 27 at his birthday.
Okay.
And she showed up unannounced.
Yeah.
And was dancing and having a good time.
Gilbert
Godfrey.
I knew there were G's.
See, I knew you. I just had to keep going on. No, that's great.
I said John Gielgud. I could not
John
be further.
John Gielgud.
I could not be further from the truth. Wasn't that the guy in Arthur?
John Gielgud.
I'm thinking John Quinones. What would you do? I'd be annoying is what I'd do. Okay.
That was a good one.
Are we on to another one?
Sure.
Okay. Three worst animals to have as pets.
Definitely a king cobra.
Count Strangula.
You can, yeah,
exactly. I'm going to say hippos. I've heard they're ass.
Hippos are
real really big mean. And real mean.
You know what? An elephant would not be good to have as a pet.
No.
I'm just saying.
Like,
well, that's
at
why.
Your house Savannah. Right now?
Oh, my house right now. Definitely not.
Yeah, no.
Well, the cartel used to use hippos to guard their land because they are so vicious that they now that they've moved them out, they've kind of bussed and moved them out of Colombia and stuff, the cartel or whatever. They have an overpopulation of hippos.
Oh.
And hippos, they're one of the biggest man killers.
Yeah, man killer. Are they edible? Can you eat hippo meat?
I don't know. I've never heard of a hippo burger.
Seems like it'd be rubbery.
Oh. Hungry hippo. I'm hungry for you.
You look delicious.
It's your turn, bitch.
Who's the hungry hippo now?
Well, do you guys remember a few years ago?
As long as you threw a little.
The overpopulation of geese in City Park in Denver.
Yeah, everywhere.
They slaughtered them and fed them to the homeless. And it's just like, I don't want a goose either. They're too aggressive.
Well, not only that, but like, it just seems dirty.
Yeah.
Well, they're so poopy.
Well, and they eat God knows what.
Right.
Yeah.
Like they're real chewing greasy. Gum in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, did you get that?
You had gum in my goose.
Mine was stuffed with gum.
I'm sure they eat chewing gum. If they're in the park, kids are spitting out chewing gum.
I've seen them eat their own poop. So.
Right? Okay. This is my last one. So if you guys have any more, that's fine.
Okay, this is fine.
We're only 33.
Oh, okay.
We need about 20 more minutes of this.
What is the most needed thing you need to do in the morning? Three things you have to do in the morning.
Brush my teeth, poop, have breakfast.
Okay.
Poop.
Poop, brush my teeth and makeup.
Re-poop.
Okay.
And then shower.
Oh, I forgot showering. Shelly, we're dirty.
I can do that anytime.
I double scoop. I'm a goose.
if you scoop twice, you probably do need a shower.
He does. He's
Gerald. Thanks for telling the crowd this. Huh?
You have bad breath because you're just pooping twice.
Oh yes, I am the most hygienic.
You don't want to poop after
your
shower.
I'm totally kidding. Don't take that personally. He does not have bad
breath. I have never eaten geese.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, depending on my life, I'm getting to an age where I can leave the house without makeup. It's still weird, but I don't love it.
I always put on a little. Like right now, I'm not wearing any makeup except for eyeliner.
That's funny. We were talking about what's her name at the gala.
Pam
Anderson.
Yeah, she's getting a lot of heat. I think she looks great.
She looks great and everything, but Lisa goes, you know, we know you're into this thing, no makeup. This time she goes, just doll yourself up just a little bit once in a while.
It's like, I can't.
Three celebrities that bug the hell out of you.
No, I like her. And I watched her documentary and I think she's great.
Yeah.
And I'm behind woman power and you shouldn't have to. I get it. But it's almost becoming like her shtick now.
Yeah.
Like it's like, okay, like.
Like this pendulum swung completely the other way. It's like, I'm bouncy, I'm fake, I got fake
lashes. Yeah, I'm going to be this, and now I'm this.
Yeah. And also, I don't know. I can't, I'm being very hypocritical because it's like, Alicia Keys went through that whole thing, I'm not going to wear makeup for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Guess who's wearing makeup now again?
Yeah
she was all dolled up.
Yeah, and she looks great both ways. It doesn't matter. But stick to your laurels there, right. Alicia. But then there's Pam, who I'm like, Pam, put on a little mascara there, dude, and stuff, because
she's,
I don't know.
She's still very attractive. She's got a great body. I liked the dress she was wearing.
Yes.
This is what I think was wrong with her top to bottom situation. It's almost like you're acting for trouble when you get those choppy micro bangs. It's like, who do you think you are, you quirky little reality bites?
Nobody can get away with that
shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're setting yourself up for
really
failure.
Short.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Amber Brown bangs. Yes.
Like at your wedding.
At our wedding.
Oh, yeah. She cut them. I was like,
she made them popular 30 years ago.
And here's your headband.
Yeah. I forgot Amber cut her own bangs.
Well, we could go back to the who takes himself way too seriously thing.
Yeah.
You got Madonna would be one, Pamela now, and it seems like there's oodles of them. But it's like, sit down,
Lucy. I think Beyonce takes herself too goddamn seriously. Right. And same with Jay-Z. It's like, sit down.
Oh, yeah. Those two think they are. Well, I think their time's coming.
I think so. Too. That goes under our conspiracy.
That's a show real soon.
Right.
But my Madonna thing, when she married Guy Ritchie and all of a sudden she had an English accent. You're from Michigan, bitch. Yeah.
Well, that's like every time I see Johnny Depp, I'm like, dude, when did you get that accent? You know,
I know
he does live in London. So it could be like people that move from here to Texas and then you see him a week later, they're all, how y'all doing?
put him on my annoyance list.
I mean, I've had people who I've seen that have moved to like Alabama.
Just agree with us.
All right. Oh my God.
Okay, what else you got?
Nothing. I'm done.
That was really fun.
Yay.
I got, three top designers you could live without.
Designers?
Oh. Yeah.
Ooh. All of them. I'm not impressed by any of them.
You mean like designers, like clothes designers?
Yeah, clothes designers. Yeah. Nike, if you know.
I don't see anything great about Coach.
Yeah, no, they're fine.
Everybody's like, I got a Coach bag. And I'm like, you paid too much money for that.
Can we go the other way and do the top three? Like if we had to have them that I would be okay with?
Yes.
Sure.
That's the best my mom could do without. Love Fossil. I think they're great. Cute accessories.
Uh-huh.
American Eagle usually has some cute, simple American classics.
Urban I like Outfitters. Betsy Johnson.
Ooh, me too. Yeah. I have one of her suitcases.
Yeah.
Not hers, personally. One of her designs.
Give it back.
Skechers. Every time I see a Skech, I'm like,
I like Nike.
Lisa loves the Skech.
Yeah.
I'm still, I'm still a cons guy. Yeah. Gotta have my cons. Yeah.
They're always cute. You always like their design.
Nice. Yes. Yeah. That's the thing too. It's, Harley Davidson is worried about their popularity because of, millennials and this and that liking their motorcycles and stuff. You know, I was one of the guys back in the day that went out. It's got to be cool. You got to have a Harley to be cool.
Right.
I would not own a Harley. I mean, I still own my Harley. I would not buy a new Harley Davidson. I think they're junk.
Uh-huh.
I would buy a Honda or something. They're shaft driven. They're a way better bike than Harley. And now they're making electric bikes out there, but they're so much better. I mean, Harley could bring themselves into them into the now a lot better than sticking with some of their old ideas. And even a buddy of mine, he's a Harley mechanic. He goes, these bikes, he goes, I work on the new bikes. You can't, they're garbage.
That's interesting. I think we did once a kind of a whole brand loyalty show. And it is fascinating because some of that marketing is really culture-based, right? Like mm-hmm. Jeep people.
It, oh, yeah.
It's not the best car in the world. You no. like how no, they look.
No, but there is a
you
culture.
Like the lifestyle. Yeah, it's like
it's so
they,
funny.
They will take people that are thinking about buying a car that have a Jeep or, you know, are on their second, third, or fourth Jeep. It's just like, hey, let's come to this Jeep Jamboree, and we're going to teach you how to go four-wheeling and how to maintain your car, and you're making all these friends, and then now you're in this group.
And now you got
to
buy ducks.
Exactly.
Jeep.
Yeah.
Okay, what is the top three things on your phone search history that you would delete?
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. This was for research.
Does it take more poison to kill a redhead?
How do you figure that out? Oh, wait, Google.
Yeah.
I got Mork and Mindy's son because I needed to find out who he was.
All of mine are about the show today.
Mine too.
The Broken Circle Breakdown, it said that it was one of the scariest movies, and I wanted to know what it was about, so I looked that up.
The Broken Circle?
Yeah.
Is it one of those Japanese remakes?
The Broken Circle Breakdown. I'm not really sure. It didn't seem that scary, and I was like, and they said it wasn't greatly made. Okay. My dog has a dark spot on her belly.
And then we think it's growing.
Yeah, and I looked that up, and they said that it could be, and it's been smaller, and now it's an H, like an H-spot. So the older they get.
Okay, that makes sense. It looks like an H-spot.
Yeah, it is growing, but it's like an H-spot that's growing, or it could be melanoma. But that's very, very rare.
It is
rare. So I'm thinking that it's probably, I'm going to go with H-spot.
Especially if she's not out sunning her belly all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
What else did I have here? That's about it.
I did a lot of exhaust fans.
I have...
Don't look at my phone! I've been searching
Barclay HVAC. Credit card paid my phone because I needed to pay my credit card today. And that's about it. So, yeah.
Damn.
Those are mine. So, well, yeah. Nothing that bad.
Okay.
Well, let's... Yeah.
One more. Okay. Let's say... So, on Survivor, like you were talking about,
yeah.
You can only take one luxury item. Let's say you can take three. What are they?
Luxury items.
Yeah.
Well, they give you on Survivor, you get a mixture. They call it something, but I can't think of what it is. Yeah. It's bug repellent and sunscreen together.
Oh, nice.
So those would be my top two, but since they give you those, I'm not going to use those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something completely non-survival related, just for your mental health.
I'd bring a book.
Okay, great. Ooh, what about chapstick? Do they give you chapstick?
They don't.
I would have to have chapstick.
I would not. I don't use chapstick.
You're already moist.
I'm very moist. I would bring, they do give you also saline solution for your contacts.
Oh, that's good.
I know. I'd bring a hairbrush.
Sure.
And
a hair tie.
Well, I think that wouldn't be luxury, though. I think you can just bring that if you want to.
Okay.
Yeah. Daryl, can you think of anything?
Definitely got to have a toothbrush and toothpaste. I mean.
Yeah. That's two. You see, only got one but left. Wishes.
I'd have a toothbrush that has a toothpaste thing.
Like it's together.
Oh, nice. Oh,
good. Should invent that. That'd be great.
Can I bring one of those flamethrower lighters?
No.
No, you have to build your own fire.
Can't do anything that could affect the show. Yeah.
Right.
Fuck that.
Shelly's out.
No, I'm out.
A calendar.
Ooh, I like baby wipes for my tush.
Oh, yeah.
I bring a roll of toilet paper just for me and nobody else can use
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Okay, that's
maybe
good.
Maybe lotion-scented.
Lotion-scented toilet paper?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Aloe.
Mm. Yep.
I don't think that a thing of baby wipes would last you 39 days, but, you know.
Well, if I'm not eating that much.
That's true, too. You're not going to poop that much.
If you ain't eating, you ain't squirting.
True.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
All right. Fun show.
Yeah,
Come back with the world. The witches will be doing it now.
How?
It's time for the wow. Your witches are doing it now. With talk about music, pets, and stupid criminals. This is the wow.
Alrighty, we are here with the wow. And, what do you got going on this week, Lisa?
I have Dumb Criminals, and this is the headline. Dun. Texas mother arrested after bringing Jell-O shots to a fifth grade classroom party.
I read this the other day.
Yes. I love these so much.
Teresa Isabel Bernard, 33, was charged with injury to a child in connection to a party December 20th. That must have been for...
Valentine's Day?
No, December 20th. Christmas.
Oh, Christmas, okay.
At Jones Elementary in Tyler, Texas. A Texas mother who officially officials say took alcoholic Jello shots to her child's elementary school Christmas party has been arrested. Teresa Bernal, 33, was arrested with injury to a child in connection to the party on December 20th at Tyler, Texas. Bernal purchased the Jello shots from a home business she found on Facebook, according to the arrest affidavit. Shots were laid on the table along with treats. Pardon me. Students had brought to share in the cafeteria where fifth grade they're fifth graders, for God's sakes.
Come on, by fifth grade, I was chugging beers.
Yeah. Fifth Jello grade shot. Gathered, officials Jeez. Said. 15 students consumed the shots and nearly all reported having a stomach ache and headaches, the affidavit said.
Oh.
One student told police he vomited twice at school that day. Another said he passed out at school after consuming the Jello shots, according to affidavit.
We are terrible.
One student reported that he had 6 Jello shots and got dizzy.
That's my dog right
when
there.
When he returned to his classroom, he got dizzy and felt like he could not get back on his feet. When questioned by the Tyler School District Police, Bernal said she did not know the shots contained alcohol, but conceded they do taste different. She said she discovered the shots had alcohol only after the children had consumed some of them. Not all of them. She's like, I'm already in trouble. According to officials, Bernal did not immediately respond to the message left on her phone number listed under her name. A teacher told police that 2 other teachers tried the shots and said they believed that I think these shots have alcohol. Let me have another. Teacher tried one herself, but couldn't tell because of the flavor, police said. The teacher took the kids back to the class and sent those who consumed the Jello shots to the nurse's office, where they had a big party. No. After that, just 4 children remained in the class. The party took place before the holiday break. And during the interview, I was told when some of the teachers found it odd that Bernal would bring Jello shots to the elementary school party. They were trusting Bernal not to bring anything harmful to the school party. Bernal was an involved parent and was presented at many functions at the school. I'm going to say that I think she really didn't know.
The funny thing was, did you read further down? It said the next party she was asked to bring brownies.
That is not true. It did say, though, there's... this is a really long article, but her bond was $75,000.
Wow.
That seems excessive.
That's kind of high.
She was trying to get the 9-year-olds loose before the nativity play.
That's right. And, you know, it was made with just McCormick's vodka, so that's, come on.
It's fine.
Yeah, at the time, the parent volunteers brought home Jello to the celebration, which was later found to contain alcohol. Unfortunately, some students consumed the Jello before the situation was discovered. Staff acted immediately to address the situation, informing parents, and are working with law enforcement. The district said Bernal has not been allowed back to campus. Really? Okay. So, anyways, that is my story.
She sounds like a hoot.
I like her. And what I thought was cool is the one student, just after he took about 4 or 5 of them, he looked at the teacher, how you doing?
How you doing? Dancing on the ceiling, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny, the fat kid in the corner is like, I had 6.
Those were good.
I should have shared.
Right?
Oh, goodness. Well, she sounds like a hoot. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, hey. Shit happens.
Shit happens.
Jello happens.
Me or you, Dee?
You can go. Mine's simple. It's just a musical. And what's yours this week?
I'm Animals.
Animals. Okay.
And here's an animal I've never heard of and is also real cute. I'm kind of on a cute animal streak. But there is a cute, endangered, orphaned pangolin pup named Kulu.
Pangolin?
Pangolin. Not a penguin, but a pangolin.
Okay.
His name is Kulu. He's the latest rave at the Chester Zoo in England. Netflix thought it was so damn cute. They have a documentary about it. It's called Pangolin, Kulu's Journey. All the attention and fundraising will help with conservation, education, and perpetuation of this species. Sorry, I had some jello shots. and they're trying to set him up for success in the wilds of South Africa. So that was from Good Headlines. They've been
sending
me.
What does a pangolin look like?
I'll show you.
Okay.
Interesting fact, I read at the end, pangolins are the most trafficked mammal in the world. So apparently you can put them in your backpack and take them somewhere else.
Oh, I thought that they were sex trafficked.
Well, and they find them they find them a lot in grandfather clocks.
Come on. Swing like a pangolin, dude.
Like a pendulum.
Pendulum. Yeah,
that's why he's being funny.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so here's a pangolin. So if I had to describe it, it would have an armadillo shell and a turtle shade and a little weasel face and sloth claws. But look at this little guy.
Is he little?
I think so. There's a context here in the next picture.
It kind of does look armadillo-ish, huh?
I've never seen anything quite like that.
Yeah, so here one is on a worker's shoulder.
Oh, okay, so they are little.
Yeah.
I would say they're about as big as a raccoon smoking meth.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And not that hard of a shell.
It looks like shingles a little bit.
Yeah, kind
of
cool.
Maybe a little bit of armor, but anyway, I want to boop the snoot.
Oh, boop.
Pangolins, watch it on Netflix, who is not paying me to...
To advertise that.
They should.
Kulu's Journey.
Oh, Kulu. Kulu the pangolin.
Kulu to Yulu. Well, my mind today is music, of course. And every once in a while, you come across a band that somebody just oddly you hear about or something. I came across this little band called Chout. Chout, like it sounds, Chout.
Fun.
And they're a rock band from South Chicago formed in 2018. The thing that makes these guys unique is they sound a lot like Alice in Chains.
Ooh.
And I found out about these guys through an article where this guy says, yeah, Alice in Chains really screwed up when they could have went and got this guy as their lead singer, you know, approached him as a lead singer.
After Lane Staley
had passed away. And, I mean, he's that eerily sounds like him a lot. And so does the band. Their music is a lot like it. And then I heard a different album, and it's totally different, which I thought was really cool. So I like to, you know, bring new music. But like I was telling Lisa, you know, after you lose a band member like that, it's hard to replace him. And you don't want to go back to really sounding exactly, you know, right. You don't want nobody to replace him, I think. You know, so I think that maybe they maybe even knew about this guy. And like, you know what, let's just go a different way. Let's have a unique voice that can still sing the same songs, but in a different way.
Right.
You know, but yeah, give these guys a little listen. I sent it to
give them a shout out.
A chouty out.
Let it all out.
Chout, yeah. But I did send it to our ninja witch, Erica O, and she wrote back. She goes, oh, my God, he sounds exactly like him.
Cool.
So,
it's
always, like I said, it's always fun to put out there some new music that I found and everything. It doesn't always have to be a story about what a rock star did or what a rock star.
Right.
But, yeah, find a new music. So
give him
a little listening. But
awesome, you guys. You did a great job. I wanted to do Shelly.
Did we do okay?
You did so great.
We did good.
What were the three things we did the best?
She did the best for showing up.
Yeah, you were funny and good looking.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys, everybody who listened to the podcast, thank you again for listening. That was me having an idea. My idea is I think that we should have a game night, and I think it should be the 28th of June.
Heck yeah, it's on my calendar. Save the date.
28th of June for the Patreon members who are $20 and up. Mm-hmm. We will also start putting this on the Facebook page, because if you're behind, like, I get that not everybody listens every single week and stuff. So I'm going to put it on the Facebook page so that we can start promoting it, so that, you know, if you're a $20 Patreon member, you're already invited to the Good Witch, Bad Witch Studios inside the Brown Palace in Reunion. And it will be at between 6 and 10, and we're going to play games. So it's going to be great fun.
We're going to have some snacks.
Well, you know, maybe we can make it even a potluck. We'll have snacks. You can bring stuff if you want to.
Bring
you
your favorite.
Don't have to.
Yeah, game night
bring
dinner.
Don't. Yeah, we'll get it. We'll have stuff here for you. But if you want to bring something too, that'd be great. And just hang out with your witches and play games with us on the 28th. Take it off work right now, Shannon Edwards.
Yes, 28th of June. For game night at the Browns house. And then this weekend, the 23rd and 24th of May, when this comes out, it's the Good Witch, Bad Witch garage sale.
Yeah.
So check our Facebook page for the actual address. It's going to be at Shelley's house. And we're going to have a bunch of fun crafts and cute little things. It's like an estate sale.
We're also doing a flash mob at the garage sale.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So if you get there in time, you will be able to see both days.
Yeah, and all you have to do is bring the music, choreography, and then teach us all really quick.
And the people.
Oh, good.
And then
more ideas are coming up.
Ideas. Yeah, thank you guys again. Come to game night and come to the garage sale mostly. And buy our shit.
Buy our shit. Well, yeah, we're all downsizing a little bit.
Yeah.
So do that and then stay the fuck witchy.
Stay the... That was...
Wow.
Let's do it again. I don't want mine to be dirty. Stay the bleep witchy, my friends.
Stay the bleep bitchy. So
dumb. I dirtied it. You're not dumb. You're precious. Oh.